Hello. Welcome. Zoom did not want me to log in, but here I am. I am not Corinne. Corinne announced on her last call, we are filming. We aren't filming. Corinne is filming the brand new Handling the Holidays. We have done Handling the Holidays every holiday season for the last several years, and this year it's getting a complete reboot. Totally rebooted. And so we are so excited about that. She is filming that today. And so I said I would take over the legacy call because she can't coach for 3 hours and then film for 3 hours and still have a voice. So yeah, so that's why I'm here with you. The legacy call, everyone can attend the legacy call, but only legacy members can raise their hands to be coached. To be a legacy member in OBS, you have to have 1 year of uninterrupted membership. So my voice is a little bit scratchy. If you listen to Corinne's last call, I was at the USC game yesterday in Columbia, South Carolina. My Gamecocks could not pull it out, but they sure did give us a show. They gave us a show. Darius Rucker was there. If you know, he is a proud USC alum, so we got to see him sing. My daughter came from California. My other daughter came from Clemson. It was such a great time. And I yelled at the TV for several hours. And so now I have got a scratchy throat. So anyway, bear with me. Bear with me. But they did look good. It was good. It was a good game. It was a good game. And I love my Gamecock. So I'm still a Gamecock fan today. So it was a great game, but God, it was heartbreaking at the end. It was heartbreaking, but it's okay. It's okay. We still love them and we won the tailgate. So, all right, I am going to start pulling people up. Raise your hand. This is coaching legacy members, been here a year or longer. Stephanie is first. She is the only one with her hands up. And we do actually have to get out of here on time because Coach Betsy is going to be hosting Getting Virtual Camp Ready for all of you who are attending Queen of Your Life Virtual Camp. So she is doing that call right after this. So we have to be on time, so she can log on. Stephanie,
Good morning, MJ.
good morning. How's it going?
So excited to get coached by you.
I'm excited to coach
Yeah,
you.
I only been coached one other time, and that was maybe a year ago. I've been in OBS since 2021. I've done
Okay.
like really good. I have lost 35 pounds. I kind of maintain it between like 5 and 10 pounds. I've been a little bit stuck lately, because I feel like I'm missing something. So I have this job. I've had this job a long time, and I work with people who have disabilities. I help them with their employment goals. And always, because of that, there's probably like 5 to 10% of people that are really, really challenging, right? And they're just coming and saying really awful things about me. And I learned here at NOBS, what am I making that mean about me? And I know that I make it mean about me that I'm not good at my job. And I have been so, the last few years, so tired and so emotional and so reactionary. And it's the number one reason when I do my discovery worksheets and I do my plan, it's like the number one reason I eat is because somebody made me feel bad, right? And so it came up this last several months that I might have an opportunity to interview for another job that would take me out. I wouldn't be public facing anymore. It would be in policy. And I really want it. And I want it so bad that I want to run away from it. And I'm just eating. I'm eating, eating, eating. And since I joined OBS, I haven't done that thing where I eat till I make myself sick. I don't binge. I did all the stuff with Coach Jane. And now I feel myself like back there. And so I have to make a decision. My decision is either, in my mind, is either retire, right? I've been doing this 22 years, or if I get offered it, take on this other position. But I don't know how to move through these feelings without eating. So that's sort of what I was hoping to get coached on.
So have you been offered, is this a spot for you, or do you have to apply, or like what?
I have to apply and I have to interview, and it's very competitive. So probably 50-50 that I would get it.
Okay.
So I keep telling myself, just do the work. If you don't get it, then you'll just retire. But part of the reason I want it is because I would really like to work a little bit longer. It'd be better for my pension and all of that. But I know that, like, physically, because I also have rheumatoid arthritis, I know physically I can't do the job I'm doing anymore. Like, I've tried, I've journaled, I've tried to have a new mindset, and I just feel like physically and mentally I can't continue to do it and take care of myself.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you've already made a decision. You just told me what you were going to do.
Yes, but
Apply.
why am I eating so much?
You tell me.
I don't
So
know.
you tell yourself, if I don't get this job, I'm going to retire. If I do, I'll work a little bit longer.
Yes. Yes. And it makes me really anxious to think about not working. So then I think I won't really retire.
Okay, what's anxious? What makes you anxious about not working?
What would I do with all my time? I've always been working. I want to be helpful in the world, right? Like, I went back to college older. I worked really hard to get my graduate degree and get a job helping people. And I think ultimately I'd like to figure out a way to do my job, not run away from it, and not continually be eating over it. Like, I can't see myself not eating over this particular position that I'm in right now anymore. I just feel like I don't have the mental bandwidth anymore.
Okay, so what would you be doing if you weren't eating over your job? Like, let's say you're thinking about your job you currently have, and then I sew your mouth shut. What would you be doing?
I feel like I would have a nervous breakdown.
Why?
I worry about money. I worry about, my son going to college. I worry about my husband. I worry about
So
a
it's
lot of.
not about the job then. 'Cause you're like, I'm eating over the job, but then I ask you what's going on? You're like, I'm worried about money and I'm worried about my kids' college and I'm worried about this. Not one time did you say the job.
Well, if I don't have a job, then that leaves me plenty of time to have other worries. Right now, I spend all my energy, most of it at the job, right? Trying to
But
be
what
helpful.
worries you about the job? Because whenever I asked you what worries you about the job, you told me all your other worries. Like if I sewed your mouth shut, what would you be thinking about this job?
I would be thinking, I really hate when people say mean things about me, and I've
Okay.
had 22 years to get used to it. And I want somebody to come rescue me.
Are
And
you
I think,
supposed to love it when people say not nice things about you?
no.
No. So you're wanting them to not say mean things, or you're wanting to not feel bad over them saying mean things.
I
What if
want to
it's
do that.
normal? If you work with the public and somebody says something ugly, what could you think?
I could think this person is ill. And this is why they're that way. And I can think all of that logically, but by the time I get home, I'm stuffing my face, right? Like, the emotions are still flooding my body, even if I do a body scan or I do the now. Like, I'll go out to the parking lot and go
Yeah.
in my car and do the now to just, like, bring myself back, try to bring myself back to home base. And I guess I just feel like I should be maybe better than I am, or, I don't know. I just, it's perplexing to me. I feel like logically I understand, but I'm not able to move past the emotion that I feel.
Okay, tell me what you feel in your body. What is the emotion that you feel when somebody says something not nice about you?
I feel like I'm working so hard.
That's
Why are
what your
you?
thought. How does it, what is a feeling? One word, a feeling.
Like a loser. Like, I'm awful at my job. Like, people
Those
have
are
found
still, I
out.
mean, we've got to get to a feeling though. Uneasy,
Sad.
sad. Okay, so you feel sad when somebody
Yes.
says that. How
Yes.
do you want to feel when somebody says something about you at your job?
I want to feel neutral. I want to say, okay, this person I want to feel sad if somebody I love and has great meaning to me says something to me. I don't want to feel sad because somebody who is ill can't be nice or can't be professional or can't be realistic, right? I want to feel that way. I want to feel neutral, and I don't know how to shift into neutral.
What would it look like if you just turned the temperature down on sad, made it a little less sad?
It would feel a lot better.
Because I'm going to tell you, when people write in and say things about me, because they do have
Yeah.
complaints about me, I'm sad. I'm not going to give them my weight loss.
No, that's what I don't want. I want to stop doing that. Like, I'm just, boop, here you go. And it's not for somebody important. I mean, as a
Yes.
human, they're important, but they're not important in my life. Yeah.
Right. So what do you tell yourselves? So somebody writes in something that's not nice about you, and you immediately think, what?
They're an asshole. I feel angry first. And then through my writing, since I've been in OBS, I learned that I'm not really angry. I'm really sad.
Okay.
I'm
So
really
what are you
sad.
telling?
Yeah.
So sad. What thought is giving you sad? Because, angry is first. You gave me that thought, but what is sad?
Sad is sometimes it doesn't matter what I do. I can't make people like me. And I have spent a lifetime of, if people don't like me, thinking that means something bad about me. And I've only been working on it since 2021 to not feel bad about myself, to
Okay.
not think they are right. Like, I am like a lot better because I don't think they're right. I know they're wrong.
Okay. What is it? How does it feel if you think you can't? I can't please everybody.
I can't please everybody. I can't. It feels
So
good.
I
It
want
feels
you to think
better.
about the difference between I can't make people like me because we can't, never will be able to,
No,
right?
no, no.
Or I can't please everybody.
I can't please everybody. A lot. I like it a lot. Thank you.
How does that feel when you think about the last time somebody said something about you and you thought, I can't make everybody like me, and about how you felt. Think about if you had changed it to, I can't please everybody.
I'm thinking maybe I wouldn't have come home and ate.
Because I think what you're trying to do is not feel any type of way about it.
No, I
Like,
don't want to feel any
just,
type of way about
but that's what I'm saying. When somebody writes in and says something about me and I say, I can't please every, this is my conversation. I would love to make everybody happy. And I would love to please everybody. But I am just one person, and it is just not possible. And for me, it's like I have compassion for that person who was disappointed in me for whatever reason, or disappointed in, like, this happens all the time. If you leave and you come back, you don't get camps. Like, you have your camps until you leave and come back. Guess what happens right before camp? Everybody that quit says, I want to come back and get my camp. And everybody's disappointed. And the policy that I follow disappoints them. They're disappointed in the policy.
Not me, not you.
They're not really disappointed in me. I'm the deliverer of the news.
Yes, that's me. I'm the deliverer of the news.
And it's about the thing. It's about the policy. It's not about me.
Okay. So that really takes the temperature down too. They're disappointed in the policy, not me. That's where
Yeah.
their anger comes from.
Yes. They're not
Yes, because
mad at
I'm the one
me.
saying no. I'm the one saying no. I'm sorry.
Somebody has to be the one to say no.
Yes. And it's me.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. That's very helpful. I'm going to practice this and then I will see you at camp. I'm coming to the no, the diet detox.
Oh.
So I
Very
will,
exciting.
yeah, so I will practice this. I can't please everybody, and they are disappointed in the policy, not me, until then, and see how I do when I get home. Like, just really, keeping that at the forefront of my mind.
And I also want you, this is one thing I really want you to look at too.
Okay.
Because you've lost your weight and you're maintaining, right? You said in a maintenance range.
Well, I'm maintaining, but not where I want to be. I want to be
Okay.
24 to 20 more pounds down.
Okay. Okay. Well, then try this. Just, and then
Okay.
food is not going to help me. I want to
No,
get
it's
to home
not. Yeah.
base. Food ain't going to get me there.
Food does get me to home base, though. That's in my, like,
Yeah.
I, because I do have that on my
But it
stickies.
does, I know, but it does, it turns the temperature down and it gives you that dopamine for a second. But when the food, that's why you have to keep eating.
Yeah, because when it's gone, then I beat myself up. Like, see, this is why you're going to be fat forever.
So it's a lie that it gets you to, it does turn the temperature down for a second, but it actually does not get you to home base in the way that you
No,
want to be at home base.
no, no,
It
it
just
does not.
doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
And whenever I said it, you were like, no, it does get me to home base. Well, if I'm struggling to get to home base and I believe with all of my heart that food is going to get me there, I'm going to go to food.
Well, because I have that unintended consequence later, right? Like, I'm not realizing in that moment that I am, that it's not going to work and that I am going to beat myself up. So then I say, oh, well, let's just eat and then work on not beating ourselves up. Like, always looking for that workaround so that no matter what, I
Oh,
can eat. You know what I mean?
yeah, you got
And
yourself
then
stuck in a loop. I feel bad. And then your thought is, it's going to get me to home base. And then you're like, I can deal with the beat down.
And I can't, obviously.
Yeah.
So I'm going to work on these. I'm going to bring the temperature down a little bit. And then I think I'm going to make a new posting note. You will beat yourself up and you will eat over beating yourself up. Like, I heard earlier Corinne say that very clearly, that, if we don't stop beating, giving us, that's why I raised my hand so fast. Like, I have to figure out how to not do the beat down.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I got
Because
it. I'm
whether
going to
you
do it.
eat or overeat too, whether you overeat or not, the beat down is optional. Always.
Right.
It's always optional.
And I'm much better. Like, the beatdown gets kinder as I go when I'm writing my discovery worksheet, right? That helps me, like, clarify it in my brain and stuff. But it's still there. It's still, I feel ashamed that I do that.
Yeah. Well, we can work on the shame of the overeat later, but let's
Okay.
stop the like,
Yes.
let's change the story to at least see if we can interrupt some of that overeating when someone is, writes in or says something.
Yeah, they're usually yelling at my face, but yeah, that's, so I.
Yeah. And that will heighten you too. Like, I mean, our brains are like we want to run from danger. And so if somebody is in your face, that is gonna heighten things just a little bit for you too.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll work on taking the temperature down and then, I think that's a big key for me.
Yeah. And then if somebody is yelling in your face, like even in your head saying I'm safe, they're not gonna hurt me. They're just yelling.
Well, then I do like this. I'm safe. You need to stop. I'm saying it in my head, but I'm like,
Yeah, for
I learned
sure.
that here. Put my hand on my heart. I learned that here for sure.
Yeah. Okay. All
All
right.
right. Thank you so
I will
much.
see you in like a week.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I've never been to
All right.
Tennessee or a camp or anything, and I'm so introverted. I don't usually, it's way outside my comfort zone, and I'm super excited about it.
Yeah,
So,
I'm working on my clothes for camp this week, today.
okay.
I'm working today. I'm
Yay.
figure out what I'm gonna wear. So, all
Okay.
right. Well, I'll
See
see
you
you.
soon. Bye.
Bye. I love it when everybody's like, oh, I'll see you. I'm so excited to see people, either virtually or in person. All right. Raise your hand if you want coaching. If not, this is gonna be a hella short call. Very, very short call. I know legacy members, a lot of time, Corinne just coached on Regain. But if you were on that call and you did not get coached and you are a legacy member, I am happy to coach on Regain. If you want to coach about making No BS fresh again, like I've really been thinking a lot about the end of this year. With this handling the holidays, Corinne mentioned it on the last call. We're doing it the end of October, but we are going to go through all the way through. We're taking you through the end of the year and into the new year with this, which I'm so excited about. Oh, we do have two hands raised. So if you want to talk about like how you can finish this last, 3 months of the year strong, with excitement, with some new habits on board. One thing Corinne said in the last call is a lot of times when you notice you've fallen off of some habits or let some habits slide, when you want to get back into them, you want to go straight to what you were doing when the sky was blue and everything was perfect and you had your habits on lock. And you have to start from where you are at the time and then build back up, which I thought was such a good idea. All right, Kelly Young, and then we have Nancy after that. Let's see what we're coaching on. All righty. Hello. Let me see. We need some cameras on, ask to unmute.
I'm working on it. I think we're
There
almost.
you are.
Hi.
Hey, how's
Hi.
it going?
Good. How about you?
Good. It's good to
Oh,
see
yeah.
you.
It's been a minute.
I know.
So I don't know if you remember me. We met. I was Corinne's menopause poster girl at
Yes.
the January 21 camp.
Yes. Yes,
Yes.
I do.
Yes. So what you said about regains and making new BS fresh really rang true for me.
Yeah.
I've been in the program for 5 years. I had lost 80 pounds and life happened and I was still dealing with my emotional eating and wine drinking. And so I've put a lot of it back on.
Okay.
So I recently, Friday, I had a doctor's appointment, and I'll say I love my doctor, adore him, and he didn't even bring up my weight. I brought it up, and my blood pressure was high. I used to be on blood pressure meds, so we know, if I don't get the weight under control, I'm going back that direction. And I was in there for my shoulders, but he brought up, he's like, not that I'm encouraging this. I'm just going to throw it out there. We offer Ozempic if you're interested. Just wanted to let you know that's an option
Yeah.
out there. And it's funny because that idea had been rolling around in my head. And even before my appointment with him, I had joined the medical weight loss Facebook group just to kind of start
Yeah.
nosing. So, and then, circling back to making No BS Fresh. One of my accountability group members, when I told them about that and about rolling around the idea of the Ozempic, she said, "Well, what were you doing when you lost 80 pounds that you're not doing now?" So I dug up my old planners, which I keep,
Okay.
and started looking back through those and actually, made a list, just that I was more engaged. I was
Okay.
listening to more No BS. I was writing my weight goals daily. I
Yeah.
haven't been doing that. I don't even weigh that much anymore because I don't like what I see.
Okay.
So I think I'm kind of going in the right direction on making it fresh again. And I'm not even sure what I want coaching on. I just,
Okay.
I
So
don't
here's
care.
the question. Have you gone through the have when is the last time you went through No BS, the weight loss course?
I am redoing it with my accountability group right
Love it.
now. I just
Love it.
finished, we just finished module 3. And then every weekend we do like a Zoom meeting and talk through what we learned.
And has that just started back up?
Yeah, we've been doing it for the past month, I'd say.
Okay. And so you're, how do you notice your habits are since doing that?
Better. You know, because again, I'm always a little more focused on a daily basis when I spend some time on no BS content. You
Me
know,
too.
when I have, when I have one of you coaches in my ear, even if it's just for 30 minutes in the morning, the rest of my day, it's like it just kind of centers me, you know,
So, are
and
you doing that consistently now?
yeah, pretty much. You know, once in a while I'll miss a day because there's something going on.
Well,
But
how are your habits now? Like, what are you focused on? As you're going through no BS, like, what do you want the most? Like help with, or the habit that you're really like honing in on, or like whenever she's talking about this one thing, you're like perking up. Like, what is that?
well, for me right now, I think one of my biggest stumbling points is, like I mentioned, the wine. And then when I drink wine, the urges hit. And so I've been getting back to writing a daily plan for the wine, and increasing my water. So, you know, I'm drinking less, and then I find there's less nighttime eating and all that when I'm staying true to
Is
that.
that mostly it, the nighttime eating, or are you overeating other times in the day as well?
That's most of it. That's most of it. Of course, there'll be occasional, you know, if we're out somewhere, occasionally there'll be an overeat earlier in the day, but it's primarily at night. And, you know, especially when you're alone, everybody else has gone to bed or whatever, and, you know, you get the urge for something specific. You know, so that's when you know you're not truly hungry, you know,
Okay.
because, you know, then I could eat broccoli or fruit, you know, but it's like, oh no, there's ice cream in the fridge or,
Yeah.
you know, something
Okay.
like that.
Well, it sounds like you're on the right track.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I am. I just, you know, and I don't know if you have any thoughts on the Ozempic path or,
I think it's individual, and I also think I have a friend currently who is on it. And she is also in no BS. And she said she really did realize how much thought work. She was getting more sad. She noticed her emotions a lot more. So she's had to go back to do more. She started journaling again and doing other things because she's really not hungry and she's not eating. And so now what do you have? Because I think she's on Wegovy. I don't remember which one she's on. Mind you, I don't remember. Anyway, it's taken away her urge to eat. And so when these things are happening, she's not eating, but then you're still left with a feeling. You still have the feeling is still there.
Oh yeah.
You
And
know,
maybe
and
that's a
yeah.
good thing in the long run because it forces you to learn to deal with that rather than drink
Exactly.
the food.
Yeah, somebody just said in the chat, the grief of not having food as a crutch is real when you start a GLP-1. And I think that's very, I've heard that over and over and over again. And so you just have to, you know, at that point, you have to feel your emotion. And you have
Well,
to figure out, yeah, for sure.
and I'm willing to learn to do that because I think that's been a stumbling block for me.
Yeah, I
So,
think every, I mean, there are so many. The planner is my tool. You know what I mean? Listening to Corinne is another tool. Having accountability partner is another tool. Going to camp is another tool. A GLP-1 is another tool.
Yeah, that's kind of the way I've looked at it. And
Yeah.
nobody's saying if I get on it and don't like it, I can't get right back off of it too. You know, it's just
True.
something to give a try. And it's and I've heard over and over too, it's supposed to help with alcohol
I
cravings.
have heard that as well. I have heard that as well. So, but I think it's like, you know, you have a whole toolbox available to you. And some stuff is going to stay in that toolbox. For some people, GLP-1 stay in this toolbox. For others, it gets pulled out and it gets used. And I think that whatever you need in your toolbox to pull out, as long as you love your reasons and GLP-1 or no, you're willing to do the work, I think it's perfect.
Because then that's what I realized. It's like I'm not looking for it to be the be all end all. I know I I have no BS. I've learned so much. I've been here for 5 years and I'll continue
Yeah.
because I know that's going to be invaluable in the long run.
And I think that's one thing you're like, I think everybody in OBS is kind of learning. Like, we're not here to judge anybody and on whatever their
Yeah.
decision about that.
Yeah.
We all have to, we all have our reasons. You said you've got high blood pressure. Now you've got this medical issue. Like, you need to do what's right for you.
Yeah.
We all have to do what's right for us.
Yeah.
So,
Okay.
and you have good information. You
Yeah,
have
that's what I'm
really good
trying to really
information.
think it through. And I've been looking at the Facebook group and I've watched a couple documentaries on it, and so I'm just trying to gather all the information.
Get your
And
information, figure it out, and do what's right for you.
yeah.
And we'll help you
Okay.
any way we can,
I know you will.
no matter what
Thank
you
you.
decide. All right. We'll see you
Thanks so
later.
much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's see. We have Nancy. Nancy. Nancy, Nancy. Let's see. Y'all know what I got while we were waiting on Nancy. I got an ice maker, a nugget ice maker. Do y'all know I have wanted one for so long? And
Huh.
I'm so excited. And I have nugget ice in my
Oh,
drink.
sorry.
I am thrilled to death. All right, what you got
Okay.
going on, Nancy?
Oh, how do I put myself on the list?
The list, what list are you trying to get on?
The list. I'm not on the list. I'm not even on the list.
I don't think that's true, Nancy. And you know why? I know you're on the list. You're somewhere on the list. You got your hair brushed.
I,
You got
you're right.
on clothes. I bet you brushed your teeth.
I did.
You
And if
did
you
all
saw
of
my
that.
stove, I mean, I've got two shepherd's pies, I've got 2 pounds of pasta, and I think it's just that I'm doing so much for everybody else
Why?
that because I need to.
Why do you need to?
Because of my daughter's health, and I'm making 2 pounds of pasta so that she has a pound for, her and her boyfriend for the week, and one shepherd's pies for me, one's for them. Oh. And I'm having surgery on Tuesday because I've got a pinched nerve. And why am I doing this? They can get their own food. They can take care of themselves, but I know they're gonna buy junk. They're gonna eat freezer crap. They're not going to eat something healthy. And she has medical problems that I want her to eat healthy. I want her to be. I
How do you feel when you give them food?
tired. I know that's not what you're
Tired.
looking for. No, I feel like I'm helping her. I don't feel negative towards them. But at the end of the day, when I'm done, and some days it takes me, 9 hours to do food prep, or 10 hours. It takes freaking forever. Because, like, I've got this done, but then I want to put vegetables together in little bowls so that I have one a day. And I have the vegetables cut up. I mean, so I throw five more together. What's the big deal? There really isn't, but it's just sometimes. I then feel, when you're doing it and then you go past that point where you feel like, okay, now I feel like I'm being taken advantage of.
Have they asked you to do it?
Absolutely not. And they would never. They would never. Now, go to the ER yesterday. Yes, yeah, she asked me to take her to the ER yesterday. But
Yeah.
then I also, called her boyfriend and said, hey, let's trade places. I'm falling asleep. I took medication and a gummy, and I'm falling asleep, and I need to be able to drive. So, And he
So
was
you
fine. He went right up and he stayed with her the rest of the time. I didn't have to go.
put yourself on the list then? You prioritize your needs?
No.
Yes.
How?
You went up
You know.
there and then you noticed you were getting tired.
Okay.
And you were like, hey, I'm gonna need some help here.
Yeah, my head was bobbing, and it's like, this is stupid. I can't. I mean, I know she wants. When she lived up north, because she had a stroke up north, and he was there by her side constantly, you know, I know that they can do it. I know her medical history from birth, so I go to most of her appointments. But now they've found a hole in her spinal cord on top of having a stroke. On it just there's more, and then there's more, and then there's more, and then she has migraines every single day. So yeah, for her to sit there and cook a healthy meal, she's not going to. She's going to throw a frozen pizza in the oven, and that's going to and call it a day. And that's okay, except I want her to eat healthy so that she can get better. and we're working on
So when
things,
you're
but
cooking for her, what are you telling yourself? What's the story you have?
I've always been a martyr, so that is the place that I would go in the end. In the beginning, when I'm cooking something that I'm excited about, then, like if I'm cooking, I found this Korean beef bowl that I was super excited about cooking, and I like texted a picture and like, do you think Alex would like this? Because this is what I'm having this week, you know, and I can cook, you know, twice as much. It's no big deal. Then I'm happy about it because I'm cooking something I want. Excuse me. Then I'm excited. And it
Why don't you
doesn't.
always cook something you want?
Because it's not always easy, you know, to but yeah, that's a good idea. To always plan the foods that I like and that I want.
Yeah.
Whereas I mean,
I do.
shepherd's pie doesn't excite me whatsoever. You know, although I
But
do.
why'd you fix it then?
Well, I fixed it so that I made two smaller pans and theirs just had corn, but mine had other vegetables in it because I want other vegetables. I don't want just corn.
But why you don't like shepherd's pie? Why'd you make it in the first place?
Well, because it's easy and it goes a long way. Just like I
Okay.
made pasta, and pasta doesn't excite me. But, you know, I'm throwing it all in a pan with some cheese on top. So now it's kind of lasagna-ish, and that excites me a little more. So that's okay.
Why did you cook two things this week that you didn't find exciting?
Because they were easy.
And
I
why was it
figured
important? Why was it important this week for it to be easy?
because of my neck for surgery. So yeah, no, I understand. Thank you for that. It's
So you
easy.
put, but again, you keep, you're saying I'm not putting myself on the list. You were like, this week, I don't feel great. So I'm gonna prioritize what I need and make stuff that doesn't excite me because it's easy. And your girl needs easy this week.
Right.
You're putting yourself on the list everywhere.
Guess, yeah.
You're like advocating for yourself. You're taking care of yourself. You're choosing easy because you
Well,
need it easy this week.
I think it's a matter of I should be, I guess it's what I think I should be doing. You
Which is
know,
what?
everybody's like, you need to rest. I
Do you need
can't.
to rest?
Oh, I would love to rest. Like
Do you need
yesterday
to
when I
rest?
came.
Everybody's saying you need,
Oh,
I would love, I don't really need to rest. I slept 8.5 hours last night. I would
I
love to go lay down and watch a show.
would
I
love to
want
too,
to
but I
rest.
don't ever. Like I will. Like at the end of the night, I'll sit in my bed with some food and my journal and my food and my planner and, you know, check off what I ate, whether I
Okay.
followed it or not, and what I ate in place, and then journal a little bit so that I have data for the end of the week. Like, oh, well, that is why I didn't lose this week, or oh, awesome, let's have another week like that.
So yesterday you were nodding off and you were tired at the emergency room. What'd you do when you came home?
I took a nap. I never ever take a nap, ever. Like
So
I
you
have to be
really,
sick, sick, sick.
but you
I
really
did.
needed a nap and then you put yourself on the list.
I did. I took care of myself yesterday. I was just, I don't know, I was listening to Coach Lizzie do a little thing, and it was about putting your, taking care of yourself. And I just don't feel like I do it well enough, or I don't see where I do it well enough.
I know that's the thing. I think you just don't see where you do it well enough.
Because I mean, I
You're
want.
everything you've told me, you're all over your own list.
Then why do I keep getting like these pinched nerves? They start with me stress. I'm just stressing. How do I just need to
When
get out
you're
of my.
cooking for your daughter, what do you tell yourself? Like, I have to do this. If I don't, she's not going to eat healthy.
Probably, yeah, because that's true.
It's true. But what else could you tell yourself that makes you look like a freaking hero?
Oh yeah, that I'm a hero, that I'm, by making healthy food for her, it's helping her. Well, it's really enabling them in a bad way too, but for now we're going to think about it in a positive way, because I'm doing what I feel I should be doing. And sometimes,
Why should you do it though? Why should you cook for them?
so I can keep her healthy in any way that I can.
Why is that so important for her to be? What happens if she's not healthy?
Well, she's not healthy, so
What happens if she's not healthy? What if she's less healthy than she is right now?
but then I wouldn't have to worry about food because she'd be in the hospital. I know that sounds just defeatist, but
So if she was not healthy, she would go into the hospital. Why is it important for you to keep her out of the hospital?
want to spend time with her. I love her. I want to share. I want her to continue. I want her to have a life. She's only 22.
Okay, we just got to your why. I'm cooking this food because I love my daughter and I want to spend time with her. I don't have to, but she means that much to me that I'm willing to do this. Is that true?
Yeah, it is.
As a mom, this is who I want to be because I love my daughter and I want to spend time with her. And I do not want her in the hospital.
Yeah.
That's why you're doing it. It's not to enable them,
No, I don't want
not
to
because you
enable
have
them.
to, or not because you should. It's because it's super important to you because you want her to be as healthy as she can be with all of these health issues.
Yeah. My ear. Oh, my ear pods are going dead. Let me.
Oh.
I'm not sure how to. Well, if I take those out, just come on
That's fine.
there.
I can still hear you.
Oh, good. And I can hear you too. Okay. Perfect.
How does that feel when you say it that way?
My hand's tingling. I'm cooking this food so that my daughter is healthy and I can spend time with her. I guess I think I would enjoy cooking food with them, for them, if she actually helped a little bit. But I'm doing it because most of the time she's in bed with a migraine. So it's not that she's going to help.
But okay, here's the thing. I mean, that's the thing. I would love to cook with her, but physically, she's not able to do that right now. If she didn't have a migraine, I'd probably ask her. But she's
Last week I
yeah.
did ask. or 2 weeks ago, I did ask her, and she did, you know, come over and, or she came over to bring something, and I, you know, I didn't let her leave so that she could do the vegetables and put them in, you know, just some raw vegetables in a cup so that, you know, halfway through the day, you know, you could snack on that. You're at work and you need a, you're hungry, you need a snack. Eat some vegetables. They're good for you. She likes them raw. So, you
I
know,
mean,
put
but what does it hurt? Like, this is the thing. Here's what you really want. You want to spend time with your daughter and you would love for her to help you. Why don't you
Yeah.
talk to her about that? I love cooking for y'all. I'm already cooking for me. I'm gonna double it up. I want you to be as healthy as you can be, but I would love for you to come over here and let us visit and cook together.
That's a good idea.
Why don't I let you know whenever I'm planning on it? If you don't have a migraine, and you're filling up to it. How about, you know, at least, you know, half the time you come over here and we spend time together.
Yeah. I'd rather spend time together doing that than spending time in the ER.
You could
I
say that. I don't mind cooking for y'all because I know that, like, that's the best way to keep you as healthy as possible. And I would love to spend time with you. And I think if I just keep doing this, we'll be doing it more, you know, together here than spending time in the ER.
mean, they're just going to give her a migraine cocktail. I don't need to be there for that, you know. Going to the you know, neurosurgeon to talk about how we're going to fix holes in her spinal cord, that's a different story. You know, I need to be there.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, I think that makes sense. I like that.
And
Okay.
then look at all the ways that you're taking care of each other. You need to do the MJ plan of have to or should. So this is what really broke my brain. Like there are two or three spots in my journey, in my weight loss, that like made a huge difference. One was choosing camp over going to my daughter's parents' weekend, which is happening again this weekend. No parents' weekend for me. That was one. Another one was when I decided to eliminate have to from my vocabulary. Every time I would catch myself saying, I have to do this, or I should do this, or it was me was have to more than should. I was more of a have to girl. Martyr. I was a martyr too.
Yeah.
You know, I have to.
I think most of
Well,
us.
I guess I have to, nah, whatever.
No one else is going to do it. I'll do it.
Yeah. Oh, girl.
Got to
That
get done.
Oh, I love it. Yes, that was me. Still is sometimes. It was me.
Yeah.
I did that a little bit yesterday. But anywho, every time I would catch myself saying that, I would change it to I choose to because.
I choose to because.
Truth is, you ain't never got to cook
Yeah.
for that child again in your life.
Exactly. She's completely, she ate when I moved from Massachusetts to Florida and she was living in New Hampshire. She still ate
Yes, she didn't
for
starve to death.
several years before she moved down here.
Yes. So it's
From
like,
me.
but imagine instead of standing there in the kitchen going, well, I have to do this, she's gonna get sick. God bless her heart. Like, she's gonna eat a frozen pizza. I guess I gotta do this today. Imagine if you said, I'm choosing to do this because I want her to be healthy. I want to give her the best chance possible.
Right. Oh, okay.
I have to, well, I have to make something today. I guess it's shepherd's pie and pasta. I'm choosing to do this because it's very easy and it's fast and my neck hurts and I need easy today.
Right. That's perfect.
Imagine that. Because then every time you change it, you have to really question, why am I choosing this right now?
Right. I like that. Okay.
Good luck with your surgery.
It'll be fine. I hear from a few people that, I mean, it's just they're taking out one disc and fusing it. Is
I'm
it?
having my rotator cuff fixed on October the 3rd, and I'm counting down the days. I cannot straight up wait. It is 2 weeks from Thursday, and I am tired of not sleeping, and I'm
Yep.
tired of being in pain, and I'm tired of not being able to get my bra off, and I am tired of playing, contortionist, trying to curl my hair because my shoulder doesn't work. Like, trying to curl my hair. Ashley doesn't know this yet, but one of the I have to wear a strapless bra for a couple of my outfits for camp. One of the coaches is gonna have to help me fix my bra because I can't even get my damn bra on. I'm so ready to be well.
Oh, well, and that's the other thing I was telling her this morning. I don't even know, like the amount of pain I'm in, that I can't wait to have the surgery on Tuesday. And she's been dealing with migraines that she's taking Percocet for, which I'm taking Percocet for, which I don't want her taking Percocet for on a regular. And there's no end in sight for her, but there's an end in sight for me. I just don't know how I would handle that. I hear her when sometimes she says, I can't do this much more. And I don't want to hear that as a parent. It's like, okay, what neurologist can we see next? Who else can, how can we fix this? Let's figure this out. It's been too long. It needs to be figured out. You know.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
You've
Thank you.
got
Thank
this.
you.
I hope you're feeling better soon.
I will be. I will be.
All right. Well, I'll
Choose
talk
to
to
be
you
cut.
later.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
Bye.
you. And bye-bye.
Oh, I think I hit the wrong button. Sorry.
It's okay.
It's like I've never done this before. I'm like, where's the damn button? Here I am. All right. We have no hands. I'll tell y'all what I'm dealing with lately. Y'all are gonna love this. So I turned 50. We have a couple minutes till Betsy. This is my thought work of late, as of late. So I turn 50 and I go to the doctor, and I've never felt older in my life. Doctor says I have to have a mammogram, which is, every year. And then now I gotta have a bone density and a colonoscopy and like all them 50-year-old things, which suck. So for those of you who don't know, I went through menopause at 38. Menopause. Early, very early that I know of. I had a hysterectomy at 30. They took out my uterus. I still had my ovaries, but I was having the hot flashes like 36-ish. And so by 38, I went to the doctor. They checked my hormones and they were like, girl, you done. Like 38, no more. You are in menopause. I was like, shit. So I was at the time, I was seeing my regular family doctor and an OBGYN. And so they're like, well, that's just how it is. Like, menopause, welcome. And so none of my friends were going through menopause. Like, I was 38. None of my friends were dealing with hot flashes. It has been fun now that everybody's having hot flashes and mine are over because it's been over. And then in my 40s, I found Corinne and did all that stuff. And I ran like 6 or 7 half marathons, 10Ks, 5Ks. Tons of stuff. I was doing like, active. I lost all my weight in my 40s in menopause. So everybody says I can't lose weight in menopause. Here I am, even though I'm young. So, everybody is saying we're going to get a baseline colonoscopy, baseline bone density, baseline, baseline, baseline. So I go in for my bone density. And y'all, guess what MJ has? Osteoporosis. Not osteopenia, not the beginning of it, full-blown osteoporosis at 50. I go in tomorrow to talk about my treatment options for osteoporosis. So your girl was hella pissed. I was mad. I was very mad. And I reached out to Kathy and I was pissed. It's like, why the fuck did I run all this like time on my feet? And like it's supposed to be good weight-bearing exercises, and I've been at ISI, and I've been to, Orange Theory. Y'all know I was an Orange Theory girl for a long time, running, lifting weights, like doing all this bullshit. And I still got osteoporosis and I'm pissed. I'm so fucking pissed. And Kathy said, imagine what you would be like if you hadn't done all those things for yourself. Damn Kathy Hartman and her darn good words of wisdom. Whatever, Kathy, which she is true. But come to find out, I did not know this because nobody was talking about this at 38, and I was none of my doctors. But apparently, you lose like 2% of your bones, like from a certain age until menopause, and then that doubles. You lose 4% of your bone in many of my Google searches about osteoporosis. And so nobody told me that. Nobody's talking about calcium at 38. Nobody's talking about all that kind of stuff. And so I have really been angry, y'all, like angry, angry, angry. And nobody ever told me, like, you really should be thinking about your bone health. And so now here I am with osteoporosis at 50. And I'm still working through that. So I will let y'all know how it goes. But yeah, I'm just gonna be doing all the things. And so now it's so funny because, like, we do good, better, best in the no BS. And so, I mean, I'm gonna talk to her about it tomorrow. I've been Googling, I'm supposed to eat more fish, supposed to increase my protein, supposed to like, so now I'm like totally upending how I'm eating, and wine is apparently not good for it. I'm still hanging on to that a little bit. Yeah, so it is, yeah. Oh, I love that. Karen says you're an overachiever. Wrong things though. Thank you very much. But it's really given me a different definition of good, better, best, because now best is going to be what is going to strengthen my bone and what is going to help me feel good and what is going to serve my body. And so I'm like going back through my good, better, best list, and I'm going back through like, what foods do I need? Like, what does fuel look like? Like, now I'm not thinking about running my fueling myself for a long run. I'm thinking about, fueling myself for bone health. And so, first of all, I just want to encourage all of y'all, make sure you see your doctor and get all that bullshit checked out, because you just never know. But I'm gonna figure this out, and it's something I'm working through, just like y'all are all working through stuff. Like, it never stops. We're always gonna work through stuff. And I'm gonna use the same tools that I teach y'all to use, the same journaling techniques, the same thoughts. I have a coach. I'm gonna work through all of this there too, just like we do. So, in no BS, especially with elders, our work is never done. Our work is never done. We just keep learning, we keep growing, we keep evolving, things keep coming up. We have to change our mindset about certain things. And, I just want to encourage y'all as elders. These tools work for everything. They work for everything. It's working for this osteoporosis. The diet, the exercise, the journaling, all of that is helping me through this as I transition into this different thing that I've got that I'm navigating and working through. And like, that's what, whenever I said keep it fresh, like, I'm looking at no BS with different eyes right now myself, because I'm looking at it from a health benefit. And I'm just grateful that, 40 whatever year old MJ found Corinne and got these habits in place, now that I really desperately need them. So anyway, Kathy, I already talked about Kathy. Betsy's got to do the getting ready for camp call. If you're coming to camp, I will see you. If not, I will see you in the Facebooks and in all the places. All right, y'all. I'll see y'all. Enjoy your week. Bye.